Hey guys, welcome back to the QB
Rant Podcast.
Thanks for saving me, man.
My name is Bennett, and this is my co-host slash compadre,
Quentin. Oh my goodness, you're leading today.
And Quentin is very upset right now because I've just done the intro for the first time in 2 years.
Yep, 2 years, maybe
I don't think I've ever done it, but that's fine.
Well, no, you haven't. I know that for a fact. But I would just like to say, I'm still really mad that Adobe...
Quentin is very upset that Adobe Photoshop is actually free on mobile.
I can't speak today. This is sad.
I mean, it's not actually free. Like, there's a free version. There's not much.
Is it like called Adobe Lite?
Well, I don't know. I can use it. I can like edit out pimples.
Every time I try to get it on computer, it never works.
Well, yeah, because it's not free on computer.
Then why is it free on mobile?
Because mobile has light versions. You know, back in like 2010, light version Minecraft. You know?
Yeah, well, you know, there's also like, you know what's really dumb?
What?
Like, you have Instagram, then you have Instagram Lite, which is literally the same thing.
Is that a thing?
Graydon used to use it.
Instagram Lite is a thing?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's just Instagram.
Can you do everything?
Yep.
Is it the same account?
Yep.
So it's just Instagram.
It's just Instagram.
Okay.
But it's light.
Wow.
But it's light. There's Facebook light.
What?
Yeah, there's Snapchat. Light? I don't know if there's a Snapchat light, but I feel like they'd make one.
Snapchat light. You can now send
pictures in the light.
For free. instead of getting the paid version, which is also
free. But also, you don't need... there's no Snap score. That's Snapchat Lite without Snap score.
Wow. Well, people, today we are going to be talking about...
Would
you
rather?
Or would you rather not? I don't know. That's not
part... It's hard would you rather questions, you know?
Yeah, you know, the... Should we just start now or no?
Yeah, we might as well. I mean, if we don't start now, then we'll just figure out if we should edit it out later.
I mean,
you know?
I did want to say, you know... I am kind of a hustler now. I do got a job.
Oh, right.
Just letting the people know. I mean,
you are a drug dealer.
We don't have to talk about what the work is. Just like I was saying.
Sorry, bro.
I do have work.
You have work in a building.
It is a warehouse.
You do stock shelves.
With certain things I cannot
certain
mention.
Certain items, yeah.
There are lots of drugs, but not the important part. I have a podcast job too, of course.
Like, of course, yeah.
You guys are the most important part, you know?
I feel like we should talk about the messages we keep getting.
What?
From the people that want us to shout out their product. I'm not gonna like... we can't say their name though.
Nah,
that would be the only
bro.
Problem. They just keep sending us automated messages.
We just keep... Yeah, this one company keeps sending us messages.
This anonymous company.
Wanting us to send them... They want us to advertise some shaving product, and we're like, nah.
No, we're good.
It's fine.
Oh, by the way, it's not any popular shaving company.
Well, yeah. We're not going to say the name because else that's shouting them out without
exactly.
good money.
No consent.
But anyways, yeah. First question of the would you rather, Quentin, I will ask.
Yeah.
Would you rather give up social media or eat the same dinner for the rest of your life? Actually, I like to call it supper, but
okay,
dinner is fine.
It's social media. What does that include?
Any social media. So
wait, do you even get to choose? What you get to choose the dinner you get to eat for the rest of your life, right?
Or, yeah, I assume so.
Well, then I'm gonna choose that one because literally all I have to do, because YouTube counts as a social media, and I need to use that one.
So you would rather eat the same meal for the rest of your
yeah,
life?
Yeah, I just choose rice and chicken nuggets.
Okay,
I love it. This is really easy.
Okay,
here, I'll read you the next one.
To figure out what I would do for that. I don't know. I feel like
it was easy.
I wouldn't want to give up social media.
Could you eat the same dinner?
Bro.
You still get a different breakfast and lunch.
Oh, dude. This is easy then. Wait. No, I'd rather eat the same
easy.
Dinner.
Yeah.
Like, easy. All
right, you ready?
Your turn. You've come up with one.
Okay. Number two. Would you rather lose all your money you've earned this year or lose all the memories you've gained this year? I've not gained any.
I definitely would rather just lose all my memory. No.
That's actually kind of hard, but for me it's easy because I've not really gained any money so far. So, I'm going to choose lose all the money I've gained this year.
Honestly, I'm going to say lose all the money I've gained this year, even though...
Bro, that's a lot. Nah.
Bro, nah, because...
Like, come on, bro. Money's more important than memories.
Nah, but I got, like, friends, man.
Yeah, that means nothing compared to money. Money is much more important.
Bro, I've made, like, a friend this year, bro. Three friends, man. Something like that.
I don't know. Think about it, dude.
If I forget their names...
But you'll learn them back. They'll be like you, and then they'll eventually, someone in the friend group will just say it.
And I just won't know anything about my friend anymore.
You won't know that you met them in the first place.
Oh, true.
So you wouldn't even know.
And then some random person will text me.
And you'll be like, what?
I'll be like, wait, why are you texting me?
Wait, you could go back in your text messages and just look at it. You wouldn't know what happened. You would just know that you were saying these things that you didn't know you said.
That'd be so strange to get brainwashed.
Yeah. You wouldn't know you got brainwashed. You'd just be like, no, that never happened.
Oh, that seems weird, like, having, like, you know, dementia, like, that must be so weird, like, having it and not knowing you have it. I don't know. It's just, anyway, that's depressing.
What about schizophrenia, like, having multiple personalities?
Oh, yeah, I saw a movie that was like that. And
isn't it called Split?
I saw Split. Split personalities?
Oh. No, there's like, a movie called Split.
So oh, yeah,
a guy with, like, multi-personalities is interesting.
Oh, yeah, I saw this movie recently, and it was... I think called Infinite, but it was like this guy, he thought he had schizophrenia his whole life, but really it's just he's this special type of human who has like
infinite. How do you spell Chris?
How do you spell Chris? It doesn't matter. Anyways,
one S.
Bro, you're so annoying. I'm trying to talk and then you just interrupt me.
My bad, man. Okay, go.
All right, my boy Quentin is a very bad podcast host.
No, I'm a co-host this time.
Yeah, this time I'm the host. Oh, did I say I'm your host? No.
Well, the thing is, because I'm a co-host, that's why I'm doing it worse this time.
Did I actually say I'm your host at the start? No way.
Roll the clip. Hey, guys, welcome back to the QB
Rant Podcast.
Thanks for saving me, man.
My name is Bennett, and this is my co-host / compadre.
Quentin. Oh, my goodness, you're leading today. It's not going to happen. I swear, we're not going to do that. There's no way.
In my role. Anyways, yeah, I think I'm... I don't know. Anyways. Yeah, this guy, he thought he had multiple personalities in this movie, but really he's just like this superhuman who has infinite lives, and it's very strange. Anyway.
No. Wait, what are you talking about?
It's this movie.
What about what?
Called Infinite. There's all these people called Infinites, and they have infinite lives, and every time they die, they just... are born the same person and then they get their old memories back.
So it's like Chinese religion where you just get reincarnated?
I guess. I don't know.
Reincarnated.
It was strange, but yeah. How did we start talking about that?
Wait, what was the question?
The
even?
Question was
lose all your money or memories? But
yeah,
movies.
I don't know. I think I'd definitely rather lose all my money. I'm sorry.
I already said I'd lose all my money. I've not really made much this year.
Well, Quentin, would you rather know the date of your death or the cause of your death? Oh, that's actually kind of deep.
The cause, I try avoid it. Actually, you know what? No, never mind. Because if you know the date, you don't really know how you died. You could have just been... It could have been an... Like, you couldn't help it. You're just going to die.
Imagine just knowing my death date is in 2 months and there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, well, you couldn't because you wouldn't know how it happens. But if you knew what happened, you could try and prevent it. Like, you could try and do something every day, be more weary. You know? You'd just be, like, really cautious every day, you know? About whatever killed you.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
I would just want to know how I died.
You... Okay. I mean, I feel like...
No.
Yeah, I'd rather just know how I died. Because... Then it could be like a good thing.
Yeah.
It could be like, oh, you die of old age. And I'll be like, oh, nice.
Oh, you died on the toilet.
Or you died in a car crash. And then I'll be like, well, that's depressing.
Chris Pratt, be sad.
Then I'll just be traumatized for the rest of my
life. Well, the thing is, I don't even like, if I knew that I died, like the date I died, I would have less paranoia. Oh, actually, I would. During the days when it's getting close to it, I'd have major paranoia. But knowing how I died, let's say it's like, oh, you died to, you were playing soccer one day and you fell over and died. Then I would never play soccer again.
Yeah,
I'd be paranoid
exactly.
Every time a soccer ball came near me because that counts as playing soccer, maybe.
Yeah, actually, I don't know. Yeah, I think knowing what it is would be better than knowing the date.
Yeah.
Even though there's paranoia.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, you
number
asked me
four.
One.
Know the date. Oh, never mind. Flip a coin for a chance to win $20 or immediately win $10. Immediately win 10. That's guaranteed.
Flip a coin. Bro, it's a 50-50, man.
50-50 for a 50? Wait, always, it's not even for a 50. What always, is it for, a 20?
Always take the 50. Every time.
Hey, gamblers unite. You know what I'm saying?
Always gamble. No, I'm kidding. Gambling's... No, don't do that.
Gambling's not for kids.
It's not for... Yeah, children. Actually, yeah, never mind. I was going to tell a story, but no.
No, there's like a... There's a children's gambling.
There is child... There is children gambling.
Whoa, I don't know why he's doing that. You can't stop me.
What was I going to say? Yeah, there's like apps. And you can gamble. But... I'm guessing most kids don't get those. Are they even 17 plus, or what are they rated?
What, like the...
All the little gambling apps where you just go...
Oh, they're rated like 18 plus, but like little kids get them. Whatever.
I mean, I'm sure it's fun. I see ads for them all the time.
Actually, you know what children's gambling is? It's like Kizzy. Kizzy was a children's gambling app.
Oh, yeah. Kizzy, the little gaming website. I used to think it was so cool.
Yeah, until...
Until what?
You can really lose your money on it. It was just a children's gaming website. But there's children apps where you basically just lose your money. What is it? It's like the one where you could get in-game items. Like, you had the potential of getting in-game items and you could sell them for more. And eventually you could cash out, and it was for kids, and they could get, like, CSGO skins or something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Ricegum sponsored it, so...
Oh yeah, Ricegum kind of not
nice. He's not Pog, man. Not Pog.
Not very Poggers.
Man, sucks to be Ricegum. All right.
Bro, Ricegum tried to diss KSI, though.
He dissed his girlfriend that he's never met. He was like, yo, I bet your girl ugly, though. It's like, all right.
Okay. All right. Well,
big diss, man.
Quentin, would you rather hit a red light for the rest of your life or always get slow internet after the sun goes down? I mean, since
I'd rather hit a red light.
You're never
going
to get your license.
I'm never going to get my license.
Yeah, Quentin is on strike. He actually is just...
I'll get it when I'm 27.
Was it 27 or 28?
27, and then my G2 on my 28th, so that I'm ready for 30.
Quentin just... He plans to have his life together by 30, so before then, it doesn't really matter.
I can do whatever I want before 30. When you're 30, you're considered at least an adult.
You're considered an adult in 2 years.
Yeah, but you're like a young adult, so you're still a child.
I mean, me personally, I feel like I would rather have slow...
I feel like...
I would rather have slow internet after the sun goes down, because it doesn't say how slow it has to be. And the rest of my day, the internet's great, so...
Oh, yeah, good point, but I don't really care, because at my house, it doesn't really change that much.
You don't even get Wi-Fi after the sun goes down.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't really matter anyways.
But, yeah... I mean, I personally also drive myself, so I would not want to hit red lights all the time.
I mean, what is considered driving anyways? Like, riding your bike? Is that driving?
A motorized vehicle, I'm guessing.
Alright.
But, yeah, every time I go through a green light, I feel like it should be a red light. I don't know why. I go through a green light, and I just feel like I should stop, because I'm like...
Well, even, like, in my town, there's not a lot of, like, lights. There's just stop signs, so...
I mean, yeah, I have a lot of stop signs, more than I have lights, but...
It depends on what road you're going on. Like, if you're going on the main road, then yeah, but...
I don't know, every time I drive to work, and it's a green light, I'm just like, I need to be stopping right now.
No cap.
But I don't stop, because, you know, you're not supposed to.
All right.
Anyways,
what is... Oh, here, 7. Would you rather have the lights on or off if you knew the room was full of snakes?
I would rather have the lights off, because then I can go to sleep.
Bro, I don't like snakes, man. And bro, I don't care which I have. I'm going to hear them hiss. They're still going to be there.
You don't like snakes?
Nah, man. I couldn't go to bed with snakes.
When did you start hating snakes?
Since I was a child. I went to Guelph Lake, and they were like, all right, everybody, we got this corn snake or whatever, boa constrictor. Yeah, boa constrictor. Literally a military working snake. And it was just so big and thick. And they were just like, okay, so kids, you want to touch it? And then I'm going to put it on your neck. And then I didn't really want to do it. But then other kids in my class were doing it. They're like, oh, Quentin, you can do it too. I'm like, what? So then we went down, and they were just like, oh, here you go, plop, on my neck, and it was heavy, and it was gross. Yeah.
I did one of those too one time, except it was like, we went into a mall, and then there was all these animals everywhere, and then this one snake dude came in with his like 40-foot long snake, and they got all these like 5-year-old children to go in a circle.
Bro, why do they want kids to touch snakes so much though? No, like, what's the point?
I mean, I had fun. I thought it was cool, but
I don't like snakes, man. I don't like snakes and spiders.
Oh, you know what was also sweet is I was at the mall that same day, and then I know I was a little child, but they had all these they had set up this thing in the like middle area. It was a big open area, and there was like all these like tigers and cheetahs, and it was so sweet, and they were all just like roaming around. Yeah. What? And they were like right beside me, and I'm like, dude, what? We're allowed to do this?
This is a dream?
No, it's real.
What? Why?
They have all these cages stacked around in like a circle, but then the animals are just like walking around on the top of the circle. And us children are just like sitting there.
Wow, you guys are enjoying that while the things in cages are just...
No, they weren't actually in cages. They were outside the cages.
You guys were in a cage?
No. None of us were in cages. Bro, we don't do that. That's not okay.
All right, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be back. I got to go to the washroom.
You're not, actually. But, anyways.
Bro, I have to go to the washroom, man.
So, what were we saying?
Basically, I think I would rather have the lights. You know what? I'm gonna go risky, and I'm gonna go with on. I'm gonna kill them.
You just turn the lights on and kill all the snakes?
Yeah, I'm gonna go assassin mode. I'm bringing a knife with me. They didn't tell me that they're gonna tell me beforehand, but they didn't tell me that they wouldn't tell me beforehand. So I'm going in there, guns blazing. And when I run out of bullets, knives.
What if you don't got a gun in the first place?
Well, if I know, then I'm grabbing a gun.
No, but you don't know. You're sleeping one day, and one day you wake up, and there's just snakes in your whole room.
I'm going down, and I'm going down with my feet and my hands, just strangling snakes,
snakes. What if the snakes don't even hurt you? Then what
if they're near me, they're dying. It's just how it's gotta be.
We didn't specify that they gotta be dangerous snakes.
And I know, but they're still snakes. And if they're not gonna fight back, I get free kills.
Free kill, let's go. Get them
free kill.
Get your streak going.
Dude, snake killing streak.
Okay, I have a good one.
What?
Would you rather be the person who flips the switch during executions or be the judge who decides who should be executed?
I'd be the judge. I can't kill someone.
Actually, true. I don't think I'd
I can choose who's gonna die, but I ain't gonna kill him. I'm just gonna sentence them to death.
Sin, bro.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
You're not.
So, like, if it was like my neighbor. Wait, dude, if you're just the judge that judges whether they get to go or not, you could always just say no.
No, but you have to choose who gets executed.
Oh, out of two people? So, like, it's my mom.
Let's say your mom, and then it's your sister.
Like, yeah, and then I'm like,
execute both. Them all. I knew you'd say that.
And then it's both gone.
Yeah, I probably would also be the judge. I don't know. Seems like a difficult thing. Also, I kind of wanted to do some nursery rhymes, I'm not going to lie.
I know you did. Bro, you know what? You can occupy. I'll be back. I did this during Santa's Reel. You know? I left to go grab my phone, and you just occupied. So I'm going to go to the washroom.
Fine.
You get to do your cool nursery rhymes, though.
So there's this thing we do where we text people, and we ask them for ideas for the podcast. And then, and Quentin, I don't know if he's too fond of it, but I feel like it's a pretty good thing. You know, last podcast, I'm pretty sure we already mentioned this, but we asked somebody and they were like, hey, yo, tell me how to crochet. And then I'm like, okay. Or no, they didn't say how to crochet. They were like, how did people invent it? And they were like super intrigued by it. And I was like, okay, let's do this. And then we had talked about it for like 50 minutes. Like, what was that, a month and a half ago? I mean, I'm sorry we took so long to come back. It's okay, you know, it'll be fine. But anyways, yeah, so this episode, we texted a couple people and I wasn't sure we were gonna get anything. And then now, somebody suggested, one of our huge fans, just amazing person in general, you know, just told us, would you rather? And I was like, let's go, let's do it. And here we are. But I decided, no, now I'm doing a woodchuck, nursery rhymes, tongue twisters. This is also from this other person. But yeah, I am not very good at these, but yeah, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers and a peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? Okay, yo, I'm kind of professional. I think Quinn is going to be proud. Not going to lie. And then this next one, it was like really bad. I did not enjoy this one. But it was Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my batter better. So 'twas Betty Botter butter.
I'm done. You want me to try it?
Yo, Quentin, you gotta try this. Try this. All right, try this, man.
Oh, what is this?
Just go,
bro.
3, 2, 1, go.
Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said that butter's bitter. If she put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of butter, better butter, will make my batter better. So 'twas Betty. Better Betty batter bought a bit of better batter butter.
Oh my goodness,
so bad.
There's so much,
bro. Oh man, also that you just talked really loud.
I did.
It was like
but
better butter batter bitter butter. Anyways, also, how much wood could woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Woodchuck as much as a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood,
which is approximately 64 chucks of wood.
Oh, I thought it was 5,000.
I don't know what it is. I remember back, like, when
somebody
I was,
had an answer.
Dude, back when I was like 12, I asked Siri that question, and she told me like the exact number. But like, I tried it recently, and she just told me that the real answer was, he would chuck if he could chuck as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Back when you were 12, you could also ask Siri how to rob a house.
Hey Siri, how do you rob a house?
Okay, I found this on the web for how do you rob a house.
Eight tips for robbing a house from professional thieves.
Wait,
yo.
What? Why would you rob a house from the thief? What?
I just realized
that doesn't make sense.
Yo, you're robbing from professional thieves.
All right, Siri's a bit off right now. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie. We got some audio spikes. No cap.
That's fine. But...
We're back.
Yeah.
Oh, is it my turn?
I mean, unless you want to try Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
I do want to try that.
It's kind of good. Low-key. All
right, you ready? Ready?
All right, let's go.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Pickled peppers and a peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where did the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? What? That doesn't even make any sense.
I don't know, man. Okay. All I know is these are not... Tongue twisters suck, man.
They do. They
don't
they
do them.
Do.
Don't do the things where it's like New York, New York, New York, and it makes you say you know. You know what I'm saying?
New York, New York, New York, New York. New York, New York, New York, New York.
You can't say it.
What? No. I got this. New York, New York, New York, New York, New York, New York. Dude, it's so hard.
You just lose the ability to speak. Or, like, or you say like toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Like, you know?
Toy boy, toy boy, toy boy.
You already, you know?
Dude,
what?
I have no speeching power.
Dude, it just happens.
What?
Man. But it's good to keep those in hand, you
New
know?
York, New York, New York, New York, New York, New York, New York.
See, you can say it like 5 times or so.
New York, 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 New York. I was so close, dude.
Anyways.
Toy boy, toy boy, toy boy, toy. Toy boy, toy boy, toy boy, toy boy, toy boy. This
Man,
is actually frustrating.
Okay, try this right now.
Yeah,
at your house, not you. You guys got just say those two things.
For the rest of the day, I will be saying these words.
Literally.
I might grind this for the next week.
Grind out the toy boat.
The
grind
New York,
out the New York.
New York and toy boat. New York toy boat. New
one,
York toy boat.
There's like a one tongue twister with New York. It's like New York night something.
New York night, the night, the who New Yorked.
I don't know. Who's New York? Is New York New York? I don't know.
Anyways.
Potato people only eat potatoes.
How many pickled peppers would be a pickled pickle?
I'm going to make a tongue twister. Anyways, by the end of this Quentin, podcast, we need a tongue twister.
Hey, Quentin, would you rather win $25,000 or have your best friend win $100,000? Obviously,
okay, we missed one. We missed, like, three.
That doesn't matter.
Go blind or go deaf.
Would you rather...
would you rather go blind or go deaf?
Would you rather win $25,000 or have your best friend win $100,000? You don't want to answer?
Bro, the thing is, man... I don't want you to be rich, bro.
Bro, I can share.
I know, that's what I was thinking. 50. That's what I was thinking, bro. Like, you're greedy, 50. Bro. You're greedy.
We can each get 50.
I don't know, man. You just seem like the type to be greedy.
Oh, man, I'm not greedy.
Bro, as soon as I give you that 100K, wait. What are you going to choose?
Give 100K to my best friend.
Ah, oh, dude, we don't even need to give money to each other.
Oh, wait, if we each...
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
All right.
That's an easy one.
All right, okay. You ready? Choose.
Blind or deaf?
No, we didn't make our final consensus.
Oh, well, I would rather my best friend win $100,000.
And I would rather win 25K.
Wow. No, that's terrible. No, you
get... we both get 75K.
It's not 75, it's, it's 62.3K. Yeah,
never mind.
62.25K, it's fine.
Never mind, I will give you 100K. Sure. Okay, would you rather go blind or go deaf?
Well, I would rather... Oh, man.
Dude, I love listening to things, but I can read, so...
Bro, I gotta go deaf.
I gotta go deaf.
Hey.
Sign language, dude.
Man, you have to be able to see. Like,
I can read still.
No, but how do you... I'm trying to think. Because, like, let's say you're trying to get married, right? You want to see somebody, but you can't see them. How does...
I mean, looks don't matter, though.
No, but how do... do people who are deaf or blind, do they, like, get married?
Wait, it doesn't say how blind.
No, well, we're saying completely blind and completely deaf.
Then I'd rather go deaf. Even though that I'd probably hear a loud ringing. Wait, no, deaf just means you hear nothing. Oh, that'd be weird.
It would be weird.
Like, imagine you're, like, at night. You're just by yourself at night, and then all you hear is complete silence. That would suck.
Man, I don't know how...
Bro, how would I grind Fortnite?
Wait, how do people like that not, like...
go crazy?
Yeah.
Well, it's because that's all they've lived. Well, no. The people that gain deafness.
No, yeah, but what about people who, like, have an accident? Like,
they get... hearing aids.
Yeah, but hearing aids don't help when you're completely deaf.
That doesn't matter, man.
No, man. No, but for real, like, if you're...
Yeah, you actually go crazy, though. Like, when you're in your bed at night, you go insane.
Yeah, because, like...
you would hear nothing. Nothing would be happening. You couldn't hear yourself shouting.
Man, that's trippy. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I'm still going to go deaf.
I'm still going to go deaf as well.
Good idea. All right.
Oh, man, would you rather... Oh, what? This question goes along with the last one perfectly. Okay.
Would you rather be married to someone who is good-looking or who doesn't think you are attractive?
No. Would you rather be married to someone good-looking...
I read that really bad. Would you... Okay, no. I can fix this. Would you rather be married to someone who is good-looking who doesn't think you are attractive or be married to someone who's ugly who thinks you are gorgeous? They're married to me, but they just don't think I look good. That's fine.
As long as they like my personality, you know what I'm saying?
As long as they're married to me. They're married to me.
I mean, yeah.
They ain't gonna cheat on me.
Please? They might cheat on you, man.
But there's not a guarantee. It doesn't say they cheat on you. Would you rather be married to someone that thinks you're ugly and cheats on you? It's not what the question says.
Nah, but I feel like if you're married to someone and they directly, like, they're like...
You're not attractive.
Yeah, I'm not attracted to you.
You are not sexy in any way.
How do you marry someone you just have no attraction to?
They look at you, they look at you, they're like, you're gross, you stink,
no, cause
but
like,
we're getting married.
By attractive, doesn't that mean like personality too?
Well, no, we're not even rich, so like what are they attracted to?
Oh, true, if you don't got money, you can't. No,
bro, what possibly makes them want to be married to us? They don't find any attraction.
No, I go get them $7 shirts.
Sheesh.
Well, I go on those shopping sprees.
That sale, the sale in the mall.
I go on those shopping sprees.
Dang.
I'm like, yo, I just bought some new drip. And Quentin's like, yo, how much was it? Like $7. Let's go.
Man, you spent a whole $21?
Not gonna lie, it was the biggest shopping spree I'd been on ever.
Bro, I might... What if I bought him a Big Mac? Maybe they're attracted to that.
Yo, Quentin's actually rich. He can get Big Macs.
I can.
And that's one pog.
I love that audio spike. I know what that's gonna be,
that's
too.
That's why I'm pog. An ominous silence.
Yeah. Wait.
Poggers.
Anyways,
So, I know that we're gonna cut some of that out, but not all of it, because poggers.
Do we wanna, like, add lo-fi over the poggers? You
know? Yeah, just in the background.
Poggers.
Okay, would you rather be able to read someone's mind or control their mind? Quentin?
Yeah. I get money.
I'd rather... Actually, wait, that's kind of bad, though. Because if you're reading their mind, you can just choose not... Actually, you can't choose not to.
Yeah, well, if you read their mind, it really sucks. I'd rather not find out that people hate me and then just control them and make them love you. Yeah. And this is an easy way to get money, too, and rule the world, so...
True. You just set up a business...
Yeah.
...and then mind control someone else to work for you for free.
That's not what I was thinking. I was thinking of taking an already successful business, like Amazon...
Oh, and then controlling that person.
Yeah, and just asking them for money loans.
And then controlling them to give it to you. That's honestly very smart.
Exactly. All I need to do is come face-to-face with them. Wait, it doesn't tell you what distance you have to be in order to mind control someone.
Wait, what? It doesn't?
No. There was no distance to it.
I guess that's true. Bro.
Did you get a message or something? What?
No.
What about the rest of the would you rathers, man?
Bro, we don't. Man.
There was I saw, man. No. Wait.
Man.
No, I found one that I was like, yo. Fine. Would you rather look at your mom's search history or your dad's search history?
Okay, neither of my parents' search histories would really matter.
Mine either.
My dad would just be looking up, like, what is a Bible verse that relates to, I don't actually.
My dad says it would just all be NHL. It'd be what's going on in NHL, and my mom's would probably just be, like, a makeup tutorial. She's on Netflix. She just uses Netflix.
Bro, she still uses Netflix? I don't use Netflix.
Yeah, I'm innovative, and I use third-party apps to get what I want.
That's what I use.
Mm-hmm. It's very innovative.
Very cheap.
And it's a good way to hack the system and not have to pay money.
Yes. Bro, yes, wait. Sir. And then the next one's very similar. It's, would you rather let your parents access your browsing history or your boss?
I mean, my parents can already access my browsing history.
I mean, I'd probably let my parents.
I don't think there's anything bad in my browsing history.
I don't think that
mine is weird.
Yeah, yours is just like...
And I tell them every time. I'm like, guess what I searched?
Yours is just like you're on Google, and then you look up, like, what is 2 plus 2? And then you scroll down and see what the next question is. Someone's like, how does math relate to
the quantum field?
How does math relate to flying ponies? And then you click on it, and then it's like, how do people become ponies? It's like all these things.
Dude, my search history is messed, but it's worth...
Yeah, it's fine, man. Also,
what's the last question? At least we could go with the last one.
I am just wondering, like,
what
do we want to, like, do some innovative topics?
Something new, something that we thought of.
Imagine thinking of something. No, I'm kidding. We think of everything, man.
Everything that we do, we did think of. We thought of using other people's content.
We did also.
Wait. Before we do, though, we just need some time to think of something else. So, like, let's do the last one. The last would you rather, at least.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Would you rather have a full battery for your phone or always have a full tank of gas for your car?
Battery for my phone, dude.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Eventually, when I get a car, it'd be a full tank of gas for my car. Because it would cost me less all the time, and then I just have my phone doesn't cost anything when I charge it.
Oh, dang.
So you get money.
Also, I had this one question. I forget what it was. What was it? I think I wrote it down. It was, what word, saying, or action from the past do you think should come back? That's just...
Oh, you mean like the quotes of the day?
Yeah. No. Like, you know how there's... like basically trends.
Oh, you mean like lit, hype, and dope, and
yeah. Like I feel like lit could come back, but I'm like, eh.
Well, we use it, but like yo, we don't use it nearly as often.
Hey, yo, that's lit.
Lit.
I feel like I mean, if it came back now.
Dope is definitely not coming back. I don't think so, because it was used for a bit, but like it did not last that long.
Man, if you really I still think use about dope.
It. Yeah, but like you use it unironically. It's yeah. cringe. And I use it too, and it's cringe.
Hey, that's dope. No, I only
Bro,
use it
when... Bro, you're so dope.
Dude, I only use it when I'm like, I don't want to say that's sweet, so I say that's sick, or I say that's dope.
That's dope, that's lit, that's sick. Well, maybe...
And they're all different words for meaning, like, that's awesome, or whatever, or that's fantastic.
I think the word that should come back is, like, radical.
Man, the word meaning of radical, though, is, like...
X Games mode. That's the today's equivalent.
No, there was an explanation for radical. I was at, like, my uncle's house one time, and then we were saying radical, and then he's, like, a super smart guy, and he's like, now, do you actually know what that word means? And I'm like,
no.
No? And then he's like... And then he grabbed his dictionary. It's like this huge dictionary.
What? No, not like the physical.
We're like at the dinner table. He goes and picks up his dictionary, and he just like looks for the word radical. And then he's like,
oh, man.
And he's like thoroughgoing or extreme, especially as regards change from accepted or traditional forms. And I'm like, I don't know what you're saying, man.
Bro.
And then another meaning is favoring, supporting, or representing extreme forms of religious fundamentalism.
Forming a bias or foundation.
Forming a basis or foundation. Man, this is not... Oh, and then there's the slang.
It's just the slang.
There's the slang.
Excellent, wonderful, cool, rad.
He's so sweet, so awesome, so radical. Yo, I'm not calling somebody
sweet.
Someone's
going to be
nah.
called radical.
Nobody calls people that.
Nah.
That just doesn't happen.
He's
man.
So sweet.
Oh, so sweet.
Sheesh. Dude, that's what you call like a little baby boy.
Mathematics. Oh yeah, mathematics. That's also a thing, pertaining to the root of a word, botany.
Oh wait, yeah, they use radical in math.
Yeah, I don't know what it's for.
I can't remember what I was using it for, but
there's
I
a radical
it.
Sign, a quantity expressed as a root of another quantity.
Chemistry, grammar.
Yo, this thing is like in all subjects, man. Radical's an amazing word.
Radical. Wait. Go down. That was telling the different radicals. No.
No, in Chinese.
Origin. Other words for radical, non-radical.
Radicalness.
Quasi-radical.
Semi-radical, sub-radical, super-radical, ultra... Dude.
Un-radical.
Does anybody use any of these? Are these
yeah.
actually things?
You could upgrade and get the encyclopedia of radical.
Content upgrades for your dictionary.
Sheesh.
Let's go.
Bro, my head hurt when we did that.
What? Why? You can't sheesh, man.
I can sheesh.
Yo, you... You're just like crying. It sounds like you're just crying, man.
It's the sirens by the police.
Man, you know what I wanted to I don't know. I was looking at my notes earlier from our podcast. I was looking at them from like
Isn't
a year
Corona
ago.
A stock? Look, it was up 95%, but then went down 5.
I took a screenshot of the COVID stats like over a year ago, back when we recorded a podcast. It was probably our Quentin's quarantine questions, I'm guessing.
I'm guessing that was that one.
But, and the stats, it's like, it says 244,000 cases, 10,000 deaths, 87,000 recovered. And this is on March 19th. That's, like, crazy, man. And then nowadays, there's, like, 187 million cases. It's really,
daily.
It's really not that much, man. It's not a big deal. You know?
It's just Corona.
Yeah, Corona romance.
Bro, Corona tastes good, man.
Man, we don't drink.
We don't. Well, I bet you it did.
Yeah, we can just lower our voices. Now we drink. Let's go.
Absolute
dude,
bangers.
When we start drinking, we gotta like stop saying all these slang words.
Yeah, when we drink, we just go like super serious, and we're just like, yeah.
No, I'm just
back
kidding.
In the day.
No, I'm just kidding. People who drink, they like to party, man.
Yeah,
you gotta have your party voice.
No. But like, you're an old band, and you're just like, yeah. I'm drinking.
You're saying old people just having no emotion.
Yep.
Wow.
That's how old
wow,
people.
Wow, that's
drink.
Just that's defensive.
Old so people are just
defensive
like
defensive to me. You're elder.
So
I am your elder.
No.
Yeah.
We both drink.
Man, we don't drink. Stop, man.
Bro, but it's what old people do.
Dude, honestly, I probably will go get a drink on my 18th birthday, you know? Actually, I probably won't. But
I
maybe.
Probably won't.
But I thought about it.
I mean, it's not that I dislike the idea of drinking. It's just it tastes trash. So why would I want
to
drink
it? I mean, I know it smells bad to me, but...
It also tastes trash.
Oh, how much
I had wine, and it was garbage, and then yeah. Somebody told me that beer tastes the same as wine, so I'm guessing that all alcoholic drinks taste the same.
I did try wine once, and it wasn't terrible, but it didn't have...
It tasted taste. Like wax.
It didn't have that much taste either, and I didn't have very much, so I don't know.
To me, I remember it, and it was like a distinct taste of wax.
Yeah, I feel like that's what I remember, too.
Like, it was just like, why?
I tried it once at this party, and... it wasn't a party. It was like this wedding for my aunt, but but I call it a party because I get to make it seem like I've been to a party.
Let's go.
Actually, I don't think. Anyways, yeah, there was wine at the tables, and I don't know. I don't think anybody at my table was drinking it, but us little kids were having it.
Nice.
And yeah, it was pretty epic. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, we. Oh man, this is funny. Just looking back, the Frick Frack show, Quentin's Quarantine Questions.
Wait, Frick Frack show? What's that? Wait, so clearly this thing was before Quentin's Quarantine Questions. What was this for?
Wait, we have the... Oh, look at this. New Year's Resolutions podcast. Get better at podcasting. I mean...
Oh, we did. Honestly, we did technically get better. I feel like the quality is much better.
We did kind of get better. I mean, at the start of COVID, it still sucked a lot.
But at the end of... It's not the end of COVID, but it's the now.
Oh, and Quentin needed to give up cigarettes.
Oh, but I paid my dues.
What?
Remember that when that was new?
Oh, and I've paid my dues. That was a new song.
Now we're going to tier... we're gonna do a tier list of all the... A new album of Clouds.
No, we're not.
We already did that.
Yeah, we already did.
In our spare time.
Yeah, me and Quentin, you know, we rate songs just like we rate... but man, it's kind of interesting looking back at our podcast notes, you know, Instagram passwords.
And a no cap.
Yeah.
Wait.
Also, you said eat healthier.
You could talk about Bill Nye.
You could talk someone else told us we could talk about Bill Nye the Science Guy. Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Sorry, man.
Oh, there was this one episode of Bill Nye the Science Guy that I remember watching, and it was like it was talking about friction and gravity. And it was in, like, my grade one class. And I just remember, I thought it was so epic. I don't know.
Bill Nye the Science Guy saved me from so much teacher talking.
Yeah, I know.
Like, every time Bill Nye was coming on, every kid was just like, let's go, we don't need to listen.
I know, and...
But, like, they listened to Bill Nye because Bill Nye's lit. And now he's a drug dealer, so...
Yeah, now I'm just like, yeah, I don't really like him. But back in grade one, I thought he was a cool guy. Because I remember I watched this video, and he would be, like, walking on ice. And then he would, like, turn on the friction. And then he would, like, slide on it.
Well, in grade nine, my teacher would put on some Bill Nye videos, and I loved that. Because, like, he would talk for years upon things I didn't know. And then Bill Nye would just pop up, and I was like, let's go, kid version. Literally. Let's get it.
Dude,
yeah. Free dub.
Victory Roy. Man, we gotta not say things like dub. I accidentally sometimes say those things around people, and then they're like, what? What do you mean? And I'm like, win. Yeah. And
then I have to free explain.
Free win. Man.
Wait, they don't know what dub means?
Well, don't. Why would... How would anyone know what dub means?
Wait, that's not a thing?
No. People say, get the dub, and it means W. And then they're like, what does W mean? Like, it means win. We went from, let's get this W, and then we got so bored and lazy that we say, dub. And we just stop.
We got the dub.
Like, that's how...
We've changed our vocabulary way more than...
We realize.
Yeah. Like, okay, well, the thing is... I guess I just never said that in public. I've never actually gone out and been like the dub.
I don't say that around, like, most people in public, but, like...
I've had the odd time where I say something that no one else knows.
Like, one time I played a game of Fortnite with this person who doesn't usually game, and then I was like, we got the dub, and then they're just like, what? I mean, because I was playing a video game, so yeah, of course I'm gonna say it.
When you get when you're in your gaming state, you're just like, well, I gotta bring out all the slang.
Yeah, and then they just don't understand.
Like gaming callouts.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
You know. Anyways, I think we're gonna wrap this up soon. We're hitting our mark soon, and
we probably are. There's gonna be okay. The thing about this episode is, I gotta make a quote of the day, which it won't be hard. Trust me. I'm just thinking right now while looking around in the room.
Yeah.
And
also, I don't know why. Yeah. Anyways.
And before I do the quote of the day, this episode I would just like to mark will have professional editing done. You will not hear the awkward silence. You'll probably hear the poggers because I do want to hear the poggers. Awkward silence of poggers.
The awkward silence of poggers.
No, but
why are you? We've been editing for a while. We don't have to. We don't have to tell them.
Volume warning. So I'm gonna get.
Okay, you just laughed right up to the mic. That's gonna be bad. Okay, you're gonna just take that out or lower it.
We could lower it, but we could leave it.
It's gonna be like. It's gonna be super quiet. And that one we're gonna have to lower as well.
No, we'll be fine. Fine.
We were listening to our old episode of our New Year's resolution podcast, and we had a girl in it, and it worked really well because we kind of blew up.
Well, and then I think it was the girl's laugh.
Dude, honestly, I think people like listening to girls laugh.
I
can't. Not to be creepy, but
the data shows. The data does show.
Like people.
The data shows that I have no dad.
Sad. I mean, I didn't say.
What are y'all talking about
on the podcast? No, quit and stop reading. We don't need information from our
KSI videos. Just posted something.
Yo, KSI got a new show coming out.
Yeah, apparently it's gonna break the internet. So yeah,
KSI, a British YouTuber and artist, is actually coming out.
34 seconds ago, 7 views.
With his own show.
2.7 million likes.
And I don't know what it's gonna be about. Do you know anything about the show?
Okay, so the KSI show, what I know so far is that KSI stated that on the 17th, 18th, and 19th, the internet is gonna go crazy. Well, on the 17th is when he's doing his popular show where he said he spent $2 million on it. Spent $2 million on the show. Like, that is gonna be all performed. There's gonna be a bunch of celebrity guests. There's gonna be a big, like, performance, and it's all gonna be live streamed, and you have to buy tickets to the live stream.
Wait, so this is like a tour kind of thing, or?
And no, it's like a one day, like, huge live event thing that's gonna just, rise everybody's spirits.
Dude,
or something.
That reminds me of back when Dude Perfect did their big tour. That was like so. World tour. That was so huge.
Dude, when we watched the back, like the video of like them doing all their performances was kind of cool. I don't know why, honestly, but I found content in watching the entire thing.
Dude, I haven't watched Dude Perfect in ages.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of old now.
I don't want to watch them. Even right now.
They're just like,
I mean, their content is for kids, to be quite honest. Like, yeah, it's cool, the insane shots, but I don't know.
I mean, I guess we just don't care about it as much.
I mean, once you get older, you just change your preferences. Like, I used to watch a bunch of kids stuff, and now I watch commentary channel YouTubers. So it's basically like watching the news in the future.
Yeah.
That's all I do, is I just watch related, like, relevant news.
Yeah, I've
just
been,
try to find out what's going on.
I've been enjoying lots of futuristic shows. I don't know, like the Chris Pratt movie. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
that was kind of epic.
I haven't watched a movie in a long time. Like, that was the first time. Oh right. We're supposed to talk about that.
Yeah, the Chris.
Thanks
Pratt,
for bringing
that
back
up.
Oh.
And then you like, leave.
Thank you for bringing that up. I didn't mean to do that, fam. That was my bad.
Stop. Quentin is ruining our audio right now.
It's not ruined.
It is.
It's fine.
But it's fine.
No, I didn't do anything. Wait.
It does. But anyways,
it is nothing.
Quentin's just hitting our microphone. But it's okay. Anyways, we watched this movie called Tomorrow War. It's like the most popular Amazon movie right now.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like the number one Amazon Prime movie. I don't know.
People said it sucked, but I didn't find it that bad.
Yeah, it was like an alien movie. But yeah, it was like they were fighting a war in the future, and I don't find it that makes much sense.
A lot of the plot was like kind of loose, but it was still really, really good. Chris Pratt, like he does in Infinity Wars, basically almost ruins the entire movie yet again.
Yeah.
By almost killing himself in the future. Like, not to give a bunch of spoils, but basically he cares about his daughter too much, and he should have just let her die. But
nah, you guys can watch it yourself if you want.
Yeah,
it's up to you. Anyways, quote of the day, Quentin.
Before we do that,
man, why are you so like?
No. The reason I say this is because, let me sum up the movie. So at the beginning of the movie, they're watching soccer. Chris Pratt doesn't get his job that he wants, and he cries about it. But he doesn't cry. He just.
And then he decides to be a futuristic war veteran, and then he saves the world.
No. He's a teacher. He's lame. Then these people stab alien stuff in him. He gets sent to alien. He fight alien. He come back. Then he go fight alien again. Movie over. Oh, yeah. He also has dad problems.
He's got daddy issues.
Yeah. Daddy issues.
It's sad. But anyways. Yeah. That's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it really is. Not for children. Oh yeah, good point. It's probably not for kids.
But our audience is all like, you know, like, yeah, 40, like, 50, 60 year olds.
My sister watches it. Listens to it. But
does my sister. But she's in the future. Like, in the future, in she'll the be future, like 30, they'll be like 40.
They might love the 60.
Yeah, someday, you know.
Yeah. Well, either way, the
quote
of the day is, I was not thinking about it at all. The poor is not what we're going for this time. We're going for
if you would rather do something that affects your friend worse than affects you, you should not do it. No, I'm kidding. That's not a good quote.
Your eyes may burn, but if the TV's bright, fight through it.
Hashtag gamer moment.
Gamer moment, dude. That's what I was thinking of. Like, and normally at night, I'm just, if I'm playing a game and then let's say my eyes got tired, I'm like, nah, don't care, man.
Dude, sometimes I'm just like gaming and then I realize that my eyes hurt. And then I just like close them and I'm like, whoa, I gotta stop. And then I gotta go wash my face. I'm like, dang.
Well, it's because you have crusty eyes, my guy.
Nah, shut up, man. don't even say that. I hate that word.
Nah.
Crusty. Nah, dude. Anyways, we hope you enjoyed today's episode.
We will see you all in the next one. I can't say bye last because Bennett's the host of this one.
I'm actually the host of today. I am your host, Bennett, and this was...
This will never happen again.
This was the Would You Rather podcast. With your boys. Co-host Quentin, and we are signing off.
Goodbye
and good riddance.